is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Mike Brown. Voters in Iran are choosing a new president Friday, but vote apathy is running high as the Middle Eastern country experienced a coronavirus surge and an economy devastated by U.S. sanctions. Incumbent President Hassan Rouhani has served the maximum 2 terms in office. Multiple candidates have withdrawn from the race or been disqualified in the lead-up to the vote today. Wednesday, 2 hardline candidates withdrew from the race, giving their support to another hardliner, Ibrahim Raisi, the dominant frontrunner. Political analysts say the likely winner will be the 60-year-old Raisi, who has the support of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Cyber experts have been poring over the transcripts from Wednesday's news conference in Geneva to determine whether the U.S.-Russia summit will produce real progress in halting a wave of high-profile ransomware attacks. For the most part, the answer is it's too soon to tell. President Biden vowed to confront President Vladimir Putin over the ransomware, but while no breakthrough over the cybersecurity emerged from the summit, the two leaders have agreed to start consultations over the issue. Biden said experts from both countries will be tasked to work on specific understandings of what's off limits and to follow up on cyber attacks that originate in either country. And Israel has launched airstrikes on the Gaza Strip for a second time since a shaky ceasefire ended last month's 11-day war. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United States is investing $3.2 billion in the development of antiviral pills for COVID-19 and other viruses that could spark new pandemics. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, made the announcement Thursday at a White House briefing as part of a new initiative called the Antiviral Program for Pandemics. Pills for COVID-19 are already in the developmental stage and could begin to be available by the end of this year if clinical trials are successful. Pharmaceutical companies AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and Roche have begun testing antiviral medications in pill form. President Joe Biden signed into law Thursday the creation of a new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery here in the United States. Juneteenth, National Independence Day, will be observed each year on June 19th. Biden said by making Juneteenth a federal holiday, all Americans can feel the power of this day and learn from our history and celebrate progress and grapple with the distance we've come and the distance we have to travel. The holiday marks the day in 1865 when Union soldiers informed a group of enslaved black people in Galveston, Texas, of their freedom. 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. During his remarks Thursday, Biden honored 94-year-old Opal Lee, an activist who has been pushing for the national recognition of Juneteenth, that is, for more than 40 years. The Supreme Court, for the third time, has rejected a challenge to the country's chief health insurance law that provides millions of Americans with coverage to help pay their medical costs. The court, in a 7-2 decision, dismissed on Thursday a bid by 18 Republican-led states and the administration of former President Donald Trump to upend the 2010 Affordable Care Act. It was the signature legislative achievement of former President Barack Obama, Trump's immediate predecessor, and is popularly known as in the U.S. as Obamacare. President Biden called the decision a victory for more than 130 Americans with pre-existing conditions. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.